When you think about the huge ups and downs on Wall Street this week, think about this. The value of the Alaska Permanent Fund dropped by more than $1 billion in one day on Monday. The fund has lost about $3 billion in value from its peak at the end of June. The Alaska Permanent Fund is among the largest investment funds in the world. Its current value is just over $37 billion. Michael Burns is the fund's chief executive, and he joins me now from Juneau. And Michael, why don't you explain how this fund works? The money's coming from oil companies, right?
Yes, Melissa. This, if you think in the simplest terms, this fund is the people of Alaska's savings account for when actually the oil runs out. Our general fund or state treasury is funded probably 90% one way or the other by oil, and you know that's a non-renewable resource, which is actually what our mission is to turn non-renewable natural resources into renewable financial resources for all generations of Alaskans.
And part of the money from this fund goes out every year as dividends to every Alaska resident.
That's correct. We pay out a portion of our earnings, and it's based on a 5-year trailing average of those earnings.
So as an example, last year, how much would an Alaskan have gotten?
$1,281, and that's every man, woman, child.
Okay. Well, coming into this downturn on Wall Street, you had a banner year with the fund. The value had gained about 21% by the end of the fiscal year that ended in June. So you're coming at this from a position of strength, but still, if you lose $1 billion in one day, that's got to hurt.
Well, it certainly does hurt, and obviously it gets your attention. But the most important words that you just said were one day. I mean, the greatest strength of this fund is our ability to take a very long-term view of the markets. These days are difficult. Tuesday was a nice day. Wednesday was another bad day. Mm-hmm. The markets are up strong today. But it's the long view, and it is the very long view that we like to take.
Well, when you think about that long view, what percentage of the fund is in stocks?
Right now, we're about 50%.
50% in stocks.
Yes, 50% in stocks. We have probably 10% in bonds, 12% in real estate. Trying to think, private equities are in the stocks. Various strategies also. I mean, we're invested really across the board in almost all asset classes.
Are you moving some of the fund's assets around this week?
Yes, actually, based on some of the weakness in the markets during July, we have a discipline that we refer to as rebalancing. And when your assets fall below your targets for them, then you put more money in. And we actually put about $400 million into the market in just the last couple of days.
Into stocks.
Into stocks. And that discipline of rebalancing is what forces you to buy when the markets are not attractive.
Well, what's your outlook as you look forward in this market? What's your outlook for the fund?
Well, I guess to be an investor of this size and again, always taking the long view, you have to be optimistic. I mean, this country, and we are U.S.-centric. I mean, we're international investors, but most of our assets are denominated in dollars. You have to be optimistic. This is still the strongest economy in the world. I think we're going through maybe too much politics and not enough economics right now. But, you know, these things go in cycles. And I guess our staff, we remind ourselves of what our mission is every morning when we walk through the front door, because there's a sign that says, we're the Alaska Permanent Fund. And that permanent word is very important. It's for multi-generations and gives us that opportunity to take that long view.
Michael Burns, it's good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Michael Burns is the chief executive of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. He spoke with us from Juneau.